I'm going to start off by saying it took a lot for me to drag myself in front of the camera today to do this video. So you know it's important. However, I feel a bit uncomfortable about what's about to be said, because I don't want to be some witch finder general. But I've been watching this stuff go down for too long. I started reporting on the truth about what was happening with the so-called pandemic back before they even declared any lockdowns here in North America. And I see something concerning happening right now. So I'm just going to talk about it. I'm going to be talking about Brett Weinstein and Dr. Nurse John Campbell, and I guess other things, other people, because I believe they are constructing the new set of trusted voices that's going to hog up all the air in the room, and in very sneaky and underhanded ways, dispense and disperse the they're going to tell everybody what to do when the next one comes along. And right now there's a lot of hype out there about the World Economic Forum talking about disease X, and maybe the WHO, the World Health Organization, talking about disease X. And right away a whole bunch of trusted voices started repeating this and posting this and talking about this. John Campbell was one of the worst. He completely fear-mongered about, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. First, I have to describe what's been happening. Like, I haven't been making videos, but I have been very active over on X, formerly known as Twitter, the social media site formerly known as Twitter. It's called X now. I've been really active over there, and oddly, a few tweets that I've made in the past month or so have gone, I would say they've gone viral, especially for my account, and I've been gaining followers at a super rapid rate compared to the whole time before the last couple months. Anyway, so I have this feeling, possibly, that I am like one of B.F. Skinner's pigeons that respond to operant conditioning, where they're nudging me. They're using me? Because why are these certain tweets getting so much attention? I think it's because any publicity is good publicity for their new media narrative gatekeepers. And because I've been calling them out, I've been getting a lot of attention. You see how that works? You can't escape being part of the system. So that's one of the reasons it took a lot for me to sit down and record this today. Okay, where to start, really? How can I say this? They are building their new trusted voices who will flood the zone when the next round of a fake emergency happens. And I'm hedging a little here because I don't know if it's going to be another pandemic / plandemic like it was last time. It's going to be something, though. And they're using this disease X narrative out of the World Economic Forum and out of the World Health Organization, and now percolating up through all the people we trusted during COVID. The big names, anyway. So I have to tell you what I see happening. First of all, let's start with Brett Weinstein. Because Brett Weinstein, host of the Dark Horse podcast, it's a very popular podcast. Brett was part of the intellectual dark web when that was still a thing, began in 2018. It included Jordan Peterson, and we know how popular he is. It included Joe Rogan, and he's super popular, right? It included Douglas Murray, and he's been all over everything lately. Ayaan Hirsi Ali, bigger names. Why am I not remembering them all? But suffice to say, almost every single one of them is a superstar in their own right now. And they, some of their big names, like Brett Weinstein, are out there right now talking in weird terms like COVID dissidents. All of a sudden, Brett is all about being a COVID dissident. And he keeps mentioning something called the Dream Team. And maybe this wouldn't be a big problem, except for the fact he is starting to police it like a leader of a movement would do. Not to mention, he has no right to do this because Brett Weinstein was not a COVID dissident. He wore the masks and fine, you want to wear the mask? Fine. But he shamed people who didn't wear them. Then, when his tweets about shaming people who didn't wear them resurfaced, he deleted those. He deleted those. And more suspicious than anything about him deleting those tweets is that I went to search for screen grabs of his tweet. You know, sometimes people take pictures of tweets and they post them as separate things. They just post them. Certainly, some of those should have been available. On the day that I looked, all those were gone too. So what am I saying here? I'm all over the place, right? I am saying that something is protecting Brett Weinstein, and that something in this case has to be Twitter, because you don't get to disappear your tweets except for off your own timeline. Copies of those, they should still be out there. Anyway, so something's going on, and I have identified many members of this network of cross-promotion. I've talked about it before. I've done whole videos about it, that the funding coming from Peter Thiel, coming from David Sachs, coming from Cantor Fitzgerald, coming from Elon Musk into social media has set up a network of people, including the intellectual dark web people, but expanding out to people like Scott Adams, Ian Miles Chong. There's a ton of them. I'll put the graphic on the screen as I'm talking. These people are in a cross-promotion network where they all appear on each other's shows and they get tons of likes and clicks. And because they get all this cross-promotion from one another, they start to become dependent on one another, on the approval of one another. And there's money involved, don't forget. Because the more often your stuff appears in front of eyeballs, the more revenue sharing you get from X and Rumble. So they have definite incentives to stick together and to not contradict each other, except for when there's a fake fight, because that's another thing they do. They stage fake disputes in between one another because what does that do? It generates clicks and likes and eyeballs and revenue. Okay, so that is all very important to know as we head into the fourth year past the pandemic and the possibility that they're going to pull another stunt like that. With lockdowns, with grounding planes, with closing businesses, with making people either do masks or social distancing or get jabbed or take some other kind of medication or get digital passports or stick swabs up their nose, whatever it might be. These guys in this little narrative controlling network are going to be the people that a lot of conservatives, but they also have a lot of liberals involved who sometimes call themselves conservatives. So a lot of eyeballs are going to be on these people, and they're going to listen to what these people say. Now, here's the key. These people who were pro-lockdown, pro-mask, advanced the narrative that there was a deadly pandemic circulating. All these people are now extra trusted because eventually they came around and spoke out against some of these things, especially the vaccines. So Brett Weinstein, that's what he's positioning himself as, some kind of early COVID dissident. And now he's going to be the leader of the voices who are totally sensible about all these things, so that when they pull the next one, people will go, well, see, we can trust Brett. We can trust Brett because he at first bought everything, but he eventually saw the light. Do you see? It's so dangerous. These people are essentially doing the stolen valor thing. When you claim that you fought in a war and you get all the kudos and you get all the medals and you get all the trust from society and all the goodwill that comes from that, but you really didn't ever fight. You just bought a uniform at the Army surplus. And you go to Memorial Day ceremonies and Veterans Day ceremonies and you're like, I fought. And you didn't? That's what Brett Weinstein is doing. That's what Dr. John Campbell is doing. Dr. Nurse. He is not a doctor. He pushed the vaccines for more than a year when so many true COVID dissidents, so many real doctors and medical professionals and nurses had already been out there risking their jobs, their income, their security, their reputation, and sometimes possibly their lives to bring you the facts. And what did John Campbell and Brett Weinstein and all these intellectual dark web and this entire clique of the new narrative gatekeepers, what did they do with all of those early truth tellers? They ignored them completely, and in some case, they mocked them. I actually saw Brett Weinstein on a podcast the other day, and the guest happened to be Five Times August, a singer-songwriter, and this is nothing against him, okay? He was just there when Brett said this. Brett, in the first 2 minutes of this podcast, started saying...
But the COVID dissidents faced an absolutely unholy world where we were being demonized in very close quarters and very personally, as if we were somehow morally defective and so selfish that we would not go along with, you know, the slightest inconvenience even to save the lives of our family members and, you know, our countrymen. And that was a very ugly period. And
I wanted to puke because he did not do that. And John Campbell, Dr. John Campbell, everybody defends him. They say, well, he just trusted the science. And then finally he saw through it. And so I think he deserves a lot of credit for finally coming around. I totally disagree. It was after the majority of the vaccines had been given out that this guy bothered to look at contradictory evidence. He never once turned over a rock. He just took the press releases from Pfizer, from the British Medical Journal, from the mainstream news. He just took whatever they told him and he reported on it night after night after night, encouraging people to go get the vaccine because he kept telling them how safe and effective they were. In fact, way back when I was an early COVID dissident and I brought you reporting on Event 201, I showed you in 2020 how they planned to recruit trusted voices, people that they could use to funnel their information to, who would then faithfully report it, but who couldn't easily be traced back to drug companies or the WHO or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or whatever entity was really pushing these trusted voices and rewarding them somehow and protecting their channels on social media and that. Sometimes the only reward, it's like the pigeons from B.F. Skinner's Opera and Conditioning. Sometimes it's just like, here's John Campbell, he does a video. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my goodness, I got 100,000 views in an hour? They might be all fake, but John Campbell wouldn't know that, and so he would just keep doing more of the same. You see what I'm saying? He's noticing all his videos are appearing on the sidebar in YouTube. Wow, John Campbell says, I must be doing something right. So you see, I'm not accusing him of working with these people directly. Maybe he does. I mean, it's very possible that through his teaching gigs or through whatever organizations he was involved with, that someone did approach him and say, we need someone to get pandemic news out to the people. You're good at teaching. You're good at putting out videos. You know all the terminology. Could you do that for us? And he might have said, yes, just trying to be helpful. And then they rewarded him with super popular YouTube channel and all the money that comes from that, right? That's how it could have happened. And I say these types of things online. I criticize him for being wrong so long and leading so many people into taking the vaccine and his phony credentials. He says, Dr. John Campbell, he is not a doctor. He's a PhD in philosophy. All right? He's not a doctor. Thirsty. I put together a little something for you. It is the Event 201 session from October 2019. So just before the coronavirus pandemic hit us, right? Started up in China. It's just before that. And so I've spliced together some parts of their communication strategy session, talking about how they're going to need people in local communities and people who had some experience making videos and teaching, and who people trust, who people can't connect back to the big operation. I spliced that footage together with Dr. John Nurse Campbell with his intro video that's on the front page of his YouTube channel. And I really think that it looks like an audition video for what they were trying to find, the type of people they were trying to find to hire to be trusted voices for the coronavirus pandemic. Watch.
So I think a couple of things we have to consider are, even before this began, the anti-vaccine movement was very strong. And this is something specifically through social media that has spread. So as we do the research to come up with the right vaccines to help prevent the continuation of this, how do we get the right information out there? How do we communicate the right information to ensure that the public has trust in these vaccines that we're creating?
Now, my name's John Campbell.
I would start by pursuing where trust exists in the ecosystem.
A little bit about me, first of all. I was a nurse for many years. I've recently worked on emergency nursing departments. So I did a science degree and a biology degree and a master's degree in health science, and then a research degree called a doctor of philosophy degree.
But I also think we're at a moment where the social media platforms have to be a participant in broadcasting accurate information and partnering with the scientific and health communities to counterweight, if not flood the zone, of accurate information.
But I've been making videos for a long time now.
And we do have, I think, a couple of strategies that are available to us, one of which is the flood strategy, second of which is relying and informing and equipping trusted sources of information with the facts so they can then pass that on.
So what I thought was, what do all nurses and doctors in the world really need to know?
There needs to be a centralized response around the communications approach that then is cascaded to informed advocates.
So I've always done some teaching in different countries, been interested in international communication.
I think a complementary tactic, too, is to tap faith-based organizations and civil society and other institutions to recruit them also.
Follow the evidence wherever it leads.
I'm following the evidence. And that's where it leads me to. Because if thousands upon thousands of medical professionals and hundreds of thousands of regular people like me saw through the obvious bogusness of the pandemic fear-mongering and then the obvious lack of safety testing that there were for these brand new technology RNA, mRNA vaccines, injectable gene therapy, if we could all see it and we were all talking about it, then this guy calling himself a doctor, friendly old man, with some experience in nursing or whatever, if we could see it, he should have been able to figure it out. He didn't even need special medical knowledge to know that not enough time had passed for the safety testing to be done on these brand new injectable gene therapy misnamed vaccines. And yet he continued to push the safety of these, even specifically for pregnant women, all the way up till at least November 2021. He started to show a little bit of cracks there because a whistleblower came forward from Pfizer, showing that the FDA and Pfizer never really produced any safety data at all. He read this whole thing, and there was a million points in there that were super concerning, but he just kept going, that's not good. That's not good. And yet it still took him time after that before he started questioning the vaccines, after millions of people had gotten at least one dose by then, maybe two doses by then, millions and millions of people. That's on him, because he was representing himself as a medical professional that was following the evidence wherever it leads, except he never looked for any evidence. He just took the press releases and read them. And this same thing is happening with Brett Weinstein now, with his policing of the narrative of who was a COVID dissident. Listen, this is not about me being envious that Brett's out front of this thing. No, I am nervous that Brett's out front of this thing, because what isn't Brett talking about? It goes so far beyond him just not, beyond him wearing the masks and shaming people who didn't wear masks, and him still supporting lockdown, still said on September 2022, he said he would have locked down harder, more completely, and maybe shorter or something. 6 weeks of like super hard lockdown, something like that. Don't quote me. And he, even when he went on Tucker Carlson, spent almost 10 full minutes at the very beginning of this interview, talking about what an elegant and an elegant technology full of potential these mRNA injections are. It took him almost 10 minutes to get to the part where, except they're super dangerous. So what about them is great and elegant? The idea, maybe. But anyone listening, next time they want to roll out an mRNA technology, all that 10 minutes will be in their head, maybe. And they'll think to themselves, it's such a great technology, though. It's so beautiful and elegant. And Brett Weinstein said this, and I'm sure they've worked on it more since then. I'm going to try this. It sounds great. But what isn't Brett talking about? What isn't any of this network? What aren't they talking about? They're not talking about the fact that this whole pandemic was faked using falsified data, changed definitions of things, bogus testing, media hype. The media hype is the key, the absolute key. Between the media reporting on all this fake stuff I just talked about, the tests that don't work, the crappy modeling, the faked death certificates, the people dying from the treatments that they were being given in the hospital, the people dying because they couldn't get treatment for other things during the lockdown. That's how they got those death numbers to look like it was all COVID. They even, the regular flu, apparently there were no cases of it during lockdown, because everything was put on COVID. So Brett and Dr. Campbell and Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson and Dave Rubin and all of their little sub, you know, Tim Pool and all these guys who swim around and eat the bits that the shark leaves behind them, none of them are going to talk about any of that, not in a serious way, because they want to be there when they use the media and fake modeling and fake causes of death for the next one, to generate the next thing, whatever that'll be, whether it has something to do with the climate, whether it has something to do with I suspect it might be a more domestic animal-born virus. That's what they're going to tell us. This won't be real, okay? Could be something like that, because they've kind of been seeding the ground with stories about deer being sick. Do you remember that? Okay, Brett, and your COVID dream team that you want to police that doesn't include any of the actual real early COVID dissidents at all. Your dream team is made up of people who were wrong for two and a half years. You are going to be there, right? As the super trusted voices that cross-promote and get money from X and Rumble and profit sharing and who knows who else. Bob Shillman in the background, the friends of the IDF billionaire, tech billionaire who nobody's ever heard of. Rebel Media. You're all going to be there talking about, well, remember, we're the ones who distrusted all of this before. And we're telling you now, you really should be scared. You really should mask up again. You really should stay home, stay out of the forest, don't travel, keep your kids out of school, use whatever treatments we say, whether that be a new injectable or some kind of inhaler or repurposed old medicine. You're going to super duper trust them now. And they will not say, hey, look at those phony videos out of China. Hey, look at those test dummies that they're pretending are patients. They're not going to tell you that hospitals were pressured to put COVID on the death certificate so that it looked like way more people were dying. They're not going to tell you that to this day, as far as I can see, they still do not have a virus sequence that they can use for the PCR test that they shove up your nose, or for the other test, the antigen test. They don't go there. They don't tell you that it was all a fabrication. Why not? Are they just too scared? Is that pushing it just a little too far? Maybe the evidence doesn't stack up for that. No. The evidence stacks up. There's tons of experts and professionals out there who've been bringing this information forward since April 2020. When those two Bakersfield, California doctors came in and did an hour-long press conference and went through all the numbers with you. They nailed it from the beginning.
We've studied this for each of us 20 years, and we take everything that we're seeing today and we put that against that backdrop and say, does this make sense? Are we following the science? We decided to keep people at home and isolate them. Even though everything we've studied about quarantine, typically you quarantine the sick. When someone has measles, you quarantine them. We've never seen where we quarantine the healthy, where you take those without disease and without symptoms and lock them in your home.
Yeah, that was a clip of the video. I will link to the full in the description box so you can go watch the thing. No, the new narrative gatekeeper COVID dissident dream team, they won't touch this stuff. And I honestly believe it's because they profit from it. And they want to profit from the next one. Disease X. Is it going to be Disease X? It'll be something. Because this group is hyping the narratives coming out of the WEF, the narratives coming out of the WHO. And this group is funded by people who have tons of billions of dollars into biotech, mRNA technology. Peter Thiel backs Brett Weinstein's brother, Eric, where they work together. And then Brett Weinstein and Eric's father, Les Weinstein, is a patent lawyer who is on record training juries and other lawyers on the psychological aspects of trials and jury selection. It just happens that his one son is all about the psychological aspects of people and human behavior, right? Brett Weinstein. Brett, do you think there's a utility there for Peter Thiel's investments? Do you think there's a utility of having Eric Weinstein connected to his investments? Eric Weinstein met with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein exclusively funded weird science, wacky science, manipulating the human genome, doing brain-computer interfaces. Eric met with Jeffrey Epstein. I just went there because we were into the same kind of investments. Yeah, well, that's good enough for me. You were into the same kind of investments. And another emergency that they can fake using fake videos, pumping them out to all their trusted voices, putting them all over social media, mainstream media, and all the newspapers, but exactly like they did with the coronavirus plandemic, the scamdemic. They'll do it all over again to you. And by then, actually by now, I mean, they're ready now with their network. They're going to have all their trusted voices, the new narrative gatekeepers, at the ready. And as usual, they will just censor the real doctors, the real virologists, the real biologists, everybody who comes out, the real hospital CEOs, the real nurses. They'll censor them all just like they did last time. It's a damn shame that you can see it coming again. And that so many people, now hopefully they're mostly shills and bots, they come around going, don't you think we actually should trust Dr. Campbell and Brett and Heather Weinstein more? Because they at first believed it, but then they slowly came around. No, I think you should trust them less. At least less than the people who got it right from the start. Who are they? Nobody even remembers their names. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. There's a lot of us out here who do. And I've made a video showing some of them. And if I have the energy, I may put together another video showing every single one I can find and remember. They're the people that should be being listened to. At least by Brett Weinstein or Tucker Carlson. Don't you think? If they're so interested in the dream team of COVID dissidents, don't you think that the people who got it right from the beginning should be appearing on their radar somewhere? I informed Brett of the names of tons of them. So we'll see what he does with that. And he did respond to me. We had a back and forth. I did a big thread for him, which he did reply to, but somehow, miraculously, there was a glitch. And I cannot see any of the replies to my own thread, and neither can most people. What you had to do was you had to go to Brett's page and go to his replies tab and scroll all the way through till you found the ones that were to me. Weird, eh? Weird how X is just always, their glitches always help the big names that they support in their new narrative gatekeeping network. Okay, I guess I'll wrap up. And just to summarize, the thing that needs to be attacked isn't being attacked by these new narrative gatekeepers. The thing that needs to be attacked is that they faked this pandemic using their phony PCR tests to make a case-demic, and by using their phony modeling to scare everybody, by putting the wrong causes of death on death certificates, or bribing doctors or pressuring doctors to add COVID-19 to the death certificates, even though the patients did not die with them, by creating illness, by shutting down access to hospitals, by the protocols that they used, including midazolam, including the ventilators, including sending people home, not giving them antibiotics if they had different bacterial pneumonias or other things. And then, of course, the media, they covered all this. They censored like crazy any contradictory information. And if these people that claim that they want to make sure this type of thing never happens again, they if they don't touch the fact that it was all phony generated hype in the first place, they are not actual dissidents. They are not actually on your side, because it paves the way for it all to happen again with a slightly different angle. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't want to keep repeating myself, but this is too important. Just be ready. Look outside the box. I'm not saying don't listen to any of these people on this graphic here. They do say some good things. They do have some good guests on. And not every guest they have is part of this. Okay, I should say that as well, because I don't want to be Witchfinder General. All I'm saying is, don't limit yourself to the people on that chart. Look outside of it. Do your own research. Because these guys, I'm telling you, they are not going to go digging for contradictory information. They won't do it next time because they didn't do it last time. Okay, everybody. I'm going to stop talking now. I'm actually hoarse and my lips are dry. So thank you for being here. Head on over to amazingpolly.net. That's my website. On the contact page, you can find a way to send me a financial gift through the online donation form, or send me something through the real mail. I have a P.O. Box address there that you can use. Thank you to everybody who does that. I got some awesome Christmas presents. Thank you for all the fabric and patterns and the little bumblebee. Oh, that was like awesome. And okay, this video is too long. But you all know who you are. You sent me some amazing stuff. Toby, thank you. Until next time, everybody. Peace out.